As we've just heard, Coca-Cola is about to do something that many claim is simply not feasible, that is, assign a value to stock options at the time when they're granted. We're now going to take a couple of minutes to explore Coke's stab at this Gordian knot of accounting, and to help us do it, we've asked Paul Brown, the chairman of accounting at New York University's Stern School of Business. Welcome to the program once again, Professor Brown.
Thank you.
Can you explain the idea that I gather Warren Buffett, the investor and director of Coca-Cola, has come up with to how to figure out what the expense is when you grant somebody a stock option at Coke?
Well, Mr. Buffett and other colleagues at Coke have decided that there is actually a way to come up with a market-based value for the option. And what the idea entails is going to investment bankers, financial institutions, have them actually bid for options that would be identical to the options that would be offered to the senior officials at Coke.
So the bankers would bid, and then Coke would figure out what among them would be a sort of an average value of those options?
That's right. Coke would probably draw on 8 or 9 or 5 or 6 key investment bankers, ask them to give a value for the options. They would come up with 4, 5, 6 of these, average them, and what they would call then a value, which is the market-based approach to the option.
This is novel?
It is novel. It is an option that's always been out there since the Financial Accounting Standards Board issued a ruling that said options could be expensed, but it's been very, very sparsely used.
Is this something that lots and lots of companies that presently issue stock options and that claim the standard formula that's been in use is not very accurate and that it's dicey because you really don't know what an option is worth? Could lots and lots of companies do this?
The largest companies in the U.S. could use this technique because they could get investment bankers to bid on identical options. I think, unfortunately, there's a larger set of companies that probably will not have this option simply because they don't have the clout with the investment bankers or financial institutions to make bids on these types of stock options.
I mean, if you're some little startup that's going to pay everybody with options, you might not be able to command the attention of 6 big banks.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What would happen in this if a company said this was the value of the stock options we issued in 2006, but by 2016, no one had ever actually exercised those options because the stock had gone down? What does the company do then? Does it go back and say, we didn't really spend that money back in 2006?
What it does is it does not go back, but in the year that it would know that this, in fact, was an inaccurate estimate, and remember, these are just estimates, they would then make an adjustment to that expense in those years.
Well, what do you think of as either the pitfalls or the benefits in this plan that Coca-Cola has come up with?
I think for the size of Coca-Cola and hundreds of other companies of their ilk, it's a very commendable approach to a problem that I think most of us recognize. Clearly, there's a difficulty in measuring the expense, but nobody questions that it's an expense that should be on the income statement. At least from my end, nobody does.
Well, Professor Brown, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Paul Brown spoke to us from New York City, where he is the chairman of accounting at the Stern College of Business at New York University.